There may not have been a more popular restaurant in town, Sue, on Valentine's than Olive and Oak in Webster.
Oh, I heard there was, oh dear.
So 5 o'clock Friday night, you heard this story, Valentine's evening, water main break.
Yeah.
Just as they're beginning their first sitting, which they got through somehow.
Did they really? I didn't realize they got any in.
But everyone else, all of those Valentine's Day reservations, and you know, that's a popular place.
Yeah.
I bet people had called, you know, 6 months ago to book this. They were all canceled.
Oh, that's so awful. I mean,
think about that. Think about the horrible timing. And what makes the restaurant community, I think in St. Louis, one of the really great things about our city is the outpouring of support was immediate. So one restaurant nearby, they offered tables it was holding for walk-ins.
Oh, that's nice.
The owners of Balkan Treat Box offered up their entire restaurant, which was closed for the evening.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's supposed to be a great place, too.
There's a place called Savage. It's a restaurant in Fox Park. They sent $500 to compensate the staff at Olive and Oak for missed tips.
Now, how great is that?
How cool is that?
That's wonderful.
And so that's why I think we have such an underrated, you can probably speak better to it than I can because you go out more than I do, but we have a terrific restaurant community here, but it's really cool to see them all kind of working together.
There's no doubt. That is a wonderful story.